Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio with your host, Amy Tamman. For more information, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the program. I hope you're doing well. And this is my first show of the summer. And to celebrate, I have launched a program on money. So I'm going to be probably the next, probably 6 to 10 shows are going to be on the topic of money, particularly money mindset and creating a more spiritual and holistic relationship with money. And so today, I recognize that I share a lot, but I haven't really shared my own personal money practices. And so I thought I would do that today on the program. In case you're new, I am Amy Tamman. You can find me at Intuitive Coaching with Amy. And I am a psychic, a coach, and a teacher here to help you be the best version of yourself, to have more of what you want, to feel greater levels of fulfillment, to attract more money, and to just, love the prosperity journey more and more and more every day. So if that's what you're looking for, check me out at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And while you're there, take a look at the Divine Money Program. It starts, it launches July 11th, and it's a, I did it in the winter, and it was an email-based program, and this time it's completely digital. I've built a site with all the lessons and commentaries and video and audio to really help you transform your relationship with money so that you can start to live the lifestyle you've always wanted to live. And every lesson is easy and accessible and fun and thought-provoking and will support your entire relationship with money, not just the making it, but the saving of it and the spending, so that you feel good about your finances. So if you're looking to really up your abundance, to feel more peace, more security, more joy around money, then consider the Divine Money Program. Again, launches July 11th, it's just fantastic. Included with the actual program is one-on-one time with me. And because it's summer and people travel, I thought this time around, instead of doing a group call where we have to all show up at the exact same time, I said, I'm going to offer office hours. And so every week you'll have the opportunity to call in to my office line and get one-on-one support throughout the program. And the way the program is set up, that you can work it in any order that you like and at any pace that you like. So outside of the 6 weeks of office hour time, you have access to this program for your lifetime. And you'll get updates, and it's just fantastic. It's $144. Information, again, is on my site under the Divine Money Program. Okay, let's talk about my favorite money practices. And I had to give this some thought because I have gone on the money journey extensively, particularly I've been on it for a while, but the last couple of years I've been really focused on mindset and doing lots and lots of mindset work. And stepping back from that, I'm always adding a new practice, new ways of expanding my consciousness, but what are my go-to practices? So my favorite money practices. Number one, I write down every amount of money I make. And this is to show respect for money and gratitude. So no matter whether it's a $3 royalty check on my book or a package that I book, I write down every amount of money I make on the date that I make it. And I am so religious and so routine about this that I have records of, if you ask me, what did you make in June 23rd, 2012, I could go back and tell you. It carried over from my staffing days when, I kept track of what my sales totals were because I earned commission on that. and set goals for myself accordingly based on that. And I carried it over into my business, and I am just religious about it. And it brings me so much joy, and I don't care what the amount is. I celebrate it. I respect it. I am grateful for it. And I see myself as abundant. And I think this one aspect of my money practice has been the catalyst for my success as a business owner, and how I've been able to really grow a business in an alternative industry, combining two I set optimistic goals, but also set very realistic goals. And that really comes from trusting my intuition. I have done this in many different ways. I find that really, really big numbers are actually, I was having a conversation with a client today about this, it's unkind to set like really obscene goals when you don't have a track record of even coming close to that. I think it's almost like setting yourself up to fail. Yes, I believe in dreaming big, and yes, I believe in limitlessness. However, you have to work within your parameters, and I think you can stretch yourself without blowing the goal so far out of the water that it's not obtainable, and it's defeating to your spirit. That's why I think of it as being unkind to set unrealistic goals. So I set really, really soulful goals, and I'm always looking to challenge myself, and the fact that I track everything that I make, I also track my averages, I track my year-to-date, my month-to-date, the year-to-date and month-to-date tracking is something that I learned from my first money coach, and it really lets me see. I can tell you where I was in 2015 today, and I know how much I've made my business as a whole. I keep track of that month by month. I have a separate spreadsheet that lists total revenue for my business. Yeah, so goal setting, beginning of the month, religiously, I sit down, I write it in my planner, and that's also where I write down all of my totals in my planner on each day. At the top of that calendar, I write what the monthly average is currently, and what the monthly average was last year. I do this all by pen and paper. Outside of the couple of spreadsheets I keep for other things, I write everything by hand. It makes me feel connected to the process. And, it's awesome. So, yes, and I set weekly goals. My weekly goals I'm a little more flexible with because I recognize and this is something I learned from a client of mine who's been self-employed his whole life, and he always reminds me, he's like, it takes 30 days to make your money. And so I will set weekly goals just to give myself a frame of reference, to give myself something to achieve. But I'm not really strict with that. The goal I'm most focused on is cumulatively over the month what I've made. And I do that joyfully. Three, I am consistently learning about money. I'm always challenging myself to learn something new, and I never assume that I know it all, and I think that is why I'm probably so good at teaching money, because I am constantly learning. I want to be better at it. I want to grow at it. It is something, my relationship with money is something I value deeply, and I know it's uniquely my own. I can't base it on anything outside of myself. And so I am constantly learning new practices, new mindset practices, new ways to expand my consciousness around thinking, both on the more spiritual side, even the more woo-woo side, to really practical things. You know, big fan of when it was airing, the Susie Orman Show, but I'll even go back and watch episodes on YouTube. I'm always learning about money. And I know I will always be learning about money, and I know that's one of my big life lessons, and I never pretend to know it all. Okay, number four, my favorite money practices. I keep my wallet really clean. I have not bought a new wallet in probably four, I think right when I started my business, I bought a new wallet. as a celebration of my prosperity, and I keep it so clean and so neat and so organized, and I'm just religious about it. I don't like to put receipts in the area where I keep my dollar bills. I keep my business card in there with the number 8. One of my mentors had recommended that when I first was starting out, and so I keep that in my wallet. And I keep a law of attraction check in there, a blank check, and as a symbol of wealth being limitless. I also keep emergency money that I don't touch, and have I touched it? I think I can count on once in the last 5 years that I've touched that money. And, so I keep that in there. And I keep my bills facing the right direction. I keep all of my money in the wallet. There was a time in my life when I pretty much always carry a backpack most of the time. And I would just throw my money in any part of the backpack. Partially because, I was taking public transportation at that time, so I just would throw it in. And so now I don't do that. Everything has its place in the wallet, and I keep it really, really neat and clean. Again, a sign of respect for money, a sign of respect for my wallet, and it makes me feel prosperous. Number 5, I listen to money affirmations. I do. I would say at least once a week I will listen, but usually a little more than that. I do a daily practice, some type of money practice every day, and that may be affirmations, but consistently, probably for the last decade, I've listened to some type of money affirmations. It just changes my mindset and keeps me in alignment with my truth. My other favorite money audio is, it's Louise Hay. I think it's The Prosperity. I think it's a live lecture. Let me look it up here and see if I can find it. Louise Hay. I think it's Prosperity. Yes, it's the Prosperity CD. It's really cool. That was my first receiving Prosperity. This is my first real exposure to the fact that there is a mindset attached to money. And so that was a big part of my life. So if you are looking to expand, I'd recommend that. And then the money affirmations I'm currently listening to, even though there's tons on YouTube, is orindeben.com. They have a really great money affirmation recording. I've completely released I Can't Afford It from my speech, and so I focus more and more on what I want. And when I focus on what I want, everything that I need to make that happen, including money, shows up. That's huge, and it's something that I teach in the Money Mindset course, is focus on what you want and the lifestyle you want to live, and then the money will show up to support that. And I've learned, this is the last little tip here, that anything big, I start planning and researching it even before the money shows up. So, my husband and I are going to, looking forward, we want to upgrade our condo. We want to buy another car. Going even further, I know I want to have some kids. I know I want to buy a beach house. And I've already started to do that research and plan for it accordingly. I don't overdo it because I'm present in where I am right now, but I'm definitely conscious of the long game, and I won't hesitate to start looking and planning for it. So I'm not afraid. So I'm not afraid of the money part of it. So those are my money practices. Thank you. If you like this program, please review it on iTunes. Take care.